a huge problem. You know, America, through most of the 20th century, one of our competitive advantages versus the rest of the world was we had a better infrastructure system. Unfortunately, since the 1970s, we've cut our investments in infrastructure in half. Lord knows anybody that rides on 81, you say a prayer occasionally in terms of all the truck traffic. And the reason why we don't have the money for the infrastructure is that we have two competing policy goals. One, which is we want to make sure we have the most fuel-efficient cars possible. That means we dramatically decrease the amount of gas tax that is paid. So we have to find more revenue, and we're looking at different ideas and potentially ideas I'm looking at in terms of the ability to export American oil, but also perhaps put some kind of wellhead tax on. We're also looking at ideas around financing. We in Virginia have used private capital to finance some of our roads. Some of those deals have been quite good. I think the hot lanes up in Northern Virginia, some of the deals, the proposed 460 route coming out of Hampton Roads was not such a good deal, but the idea that we could leverage private capital with some level of infrastructure financing authority that was really driven by, not political decisions, but by investment professionals, I think was a tool that would be put in the toolbox. I'm proud of the fact that I've got five Republican co-sponsors, five Democratic co-sponsors, and it, the so-called Bridge Act that I've proposed may see the light of day and actually get implemented.